With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Although the weather has improved markedly across the Northeast, many rivers and streams continue to rise. The death toll from flooding caused by the remains of Hurricane Ida has risen to at least 46. New York flood survivor Sophie Liu says she and her toddler son got out of their flooded Queens apartment, although it wasn't easy.
When I opened the door got stuck too. So maybe because of the water pressure or something, I don't know why. And then we can't even go out.
Later today, President Biden will survey the hurricane damage in Louisiana. Firefighters in Northern California taking advantage of lighter winds to battle the massive Caldor wildfire near Lake Tahoe, although dry weather and a weekend warming trend are a big concern. Also at SRNnews.com, it happened in a supermarket in Auckland, New Zealand. Six people wounded in a stabbing attack by a man was quickly shot and killed by police.
The terrorist is a Sri Lankan national who arrived in New Zealand in October of 2011. He became a person of national security interest from 2016.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says a killer was inspired by ISIS. Fighting has erupted between the Taliban and resistance fighters in Afghanistan's Panjshir Valley.
Resistance front fighters say the Taliban have been trying to enter Panjshir province, northeast of Kabul, from three sides. They claim they've pushed back the group's militants, killing hundreds of them.
That's the BBC's Yogita Lamaye. Another poll has President Biden's approval rating sinking to a new low, just 43% approval in the latest Marist survey. Wall Street, Dow futures up 46 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 22, S&P futures 7 points higher. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Jerry Lederman. A Glynn County, Georgia grand jury has indicted former DA Jackie Johnson on charges related to her handling of the Ahmaud Arbery case. She's accused of violating her oath of office and obstruction of a police officer. The indictment says Johnson showed favoritism toward defendant Greg McMichael and mistreated Arbery's family during the investigation of Arbery's death. McMichael, his son Travis, and William Bryan Jr. are scheduled to be tried next month on charges that they killed Arbery as he ran in their neighborhood last year. Arbery's family will talk about Johnson's indictment at a virtual news conference today. Jacksonville residents who need help with rent and utilities will be able to apply for help again through the city's emergency assistance program starting today. The city has around $10 million available for that program. Eligible residents can get up to 12 months' worth of assistance with an option for 3 more months if they need it. The goal is to ensure housing stability. JEA and the United Way of Northeast Florida will administer the program. You can find more information and the application on the city's website. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look.
Whoa. Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Lawyer, author, host of Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox News, Mark Levin is here every weekday evening from 6 till 9 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
16 whole minutes. And that's how long you're going to be sitting in traffic if you're on 295 headed north, right between 103rd Street and a bit past Herlong Road. Again, 295 northbound, right between Herlong and 103rd Street. You'll be sitting that for 16 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sun for much of the day, then thunderstorms in the afternoon. 83 our high, currently 73 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Some moderates in the Democratic Party tell their leadership to hit the pause button on President Biden's $3.5 trillion spending package. A new report by Brown University estimates the wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, and Syria have cost the U.S. $5.8 trillion by the end of 2022. And several Republicans in the U.S. House are calling for the impeachment of President Biden over his handling of the Afghan withdrawal.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600. 800-600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
I used to do that all the time just to impress younger when I was fat and overweight at the time. I watch Hulk Hogan do a pose, and so when you like, hey brother, you know, you kind of stretch out your arms.
Exactly.
And ladies like, man, that guy works out. They got up closer, go, yeah, he works out with a knife and fork. So anyway, that was at the time, but not anymore.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, big news coming up next week on the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Very entertaining news. Many of you will like. It's good news. So.
Oh yeah.
Roger wanted to do it this week. I'm like, nah, well, let's do it when we're ready to go.
So. I wanted to do silent test runs that no one except insiders knew about. That's all.
It's silent. Okay. Anyway, so we'll have some of that, I think, by next week.
Unpromoted test runs, probably a better word.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll have all of that coming up in just a little bit. Hour number three. And then we got brand new podcast lined up for you after the show. Go to WBOB.com. Click on the Ed Dean Extra. Good to have everybody with us. We got another hour ready to go all the way with you, as we said, to 9 a.m. It is Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB. Whether you buy into the polls or not, there's a new one out by the Rasmussen Reports that says that 52% of likely voters believe President Biden should resign over the debacle that happened in Afghanistan. 39% are not in agreement. 9% are not sure. If he broke it down by party, 75% of Republicans support it, 48% of independents, and 32% of Democrats, as a move even growing in the U.S. House of Republicans wanting to impeach the president. But that's not going to go anywhere, according to the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Among the House GOP, growing calls for the president to resign. But the top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says President Biden will not be impeached, and the ballot box is a better place to hold him accountable.
Still, other Republican senators want accountability now. 25 members wrote to President Biden saying while they disagree on whether troops should have remained in Afghanistan, they're all in agreement President Biden's chaotic withdrawal caused this crisis.
Fox News' Jackie Heinrich. While some people want to do the numbers and the accounting of how much billions and how many billions were left over in military hardware in Afghanistan, there's a brand new survey and study that's come out by the Cost of War Project at Brown University. A total of $5.8 trillion will have been spent by the end of next year on the wars in the Middle East.
$5.8 trillion. That's how much the wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, and Syria will have cost the U.S. by the end of 2022. That estimate comes from the Costs of War Project at Brown University. It also includes all of our debt from the war. Both Afghanistan and Iraq were paid for through borrowing.
That is reporter Emily Grossberg. Joe Manchin, the Democratic senator from West Virginia, is telling his party leadership to hit the pause button on a $3.5 trillion spending package. The Washington Examiner Sarah Westwood says even some of the Obama pollsters are saying what's inside this bill could cause the Democrats to lose in 2022.
A Democratic pollster is warning that Democrats could endanger themselves politically if they try to pack the reconciliation bill with too many left-leaning programs. Former Obama pollster Joel Benenson told Axios that data shows voters tend to become skeptical of spending bills that get too overloaded with unrelated items.
A latest report from Fox News points out that vaccine mandates now increasing in the sporting industry, but some are saying that the mandates are very inconsistent.
Inconsistencies on vaccine regulations in the world of sports have led some to walk away from their jobs.
Instead of complying with the Washington Nationals mandate that calls for all non-uniformed employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19, 73-year-old baseball lifer Bob Boone is resigning from his job as senior advisor to the general manager. He's worked with the Nationals since 2005, while former world number one tennis player Victoria Azarenka said Wednesday it's bizarre that spectators at the U.S. Open must show proof of vaccination, but not the players. NBA players on the New York Knicks, Brooklyn Nets, and Golden State Warriors were told they would have to comply with local laws in New York City and San Francisco. That'll soon go into effect. That call for anybody who will enter a large indoor structure like an NBA arena to be vaccinated, unless there's a medical or religious exemption.
Fox's Jared Mack.
With all the chaos going down at the U.S. southern border, there is a glimmer of light where we may go back to a certain normal dealing with building the border wall.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is actually going to be restarting border wall construction down in the Rio Grande Valley, a 13.4-mile stretch. Apparently, this coming after a lot of blowback and pressure from local residents and local politicians. What we're being told is priority repairs on that stretch of the wall will be done within 6 weeks, and then the construction of a concrete levee wall and the rest of the safety barriers on that wall will be done between 6 and and 9 months. But this is a big deal because keep in mind, Joe Biden halted all border wall construction when he took office in January.
Fox News, Bill Malugin. Coming up next, a local RN is posting things on Facebook that she's got certain things to deal with the COVID, certain types of medicine. And also, if you need to get your children an opt-out note, hey, she's a licensed professional. Come to me. We'll take care of it. Wait till you hear this story coming up next. She got caught, and we'll tell you all of this right here. Coming up in just a couple of moments. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on 95 headed north right at Butler Boulevard. You're going to add about 4 extra minutes and some slow traffic on I-10 headed both east and west right between Cassett and Lane Avenue. You'll add about 6 extra minutes there in both directions. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sun for much of the day, then thunderstorms in the afternoon. 83 our high, currently 73 degrees.
The Brandon Groover News Hour, Fridays 5 to 6 on WBOB, has accurately predicted the outcome of the presidential election and the Georgia Senate race. Hear the newsmakers and join in at 831-0600. Brandon has examined the fraying of American society, from declining church attendance, anti-Americanism, and racial strife. This Friday, Brandon will focus on the American family unit and why marriage rates must stabilize. Tune in Friday 5 till 6 on WBOB, sponsored by Elite Home Health and Frito-Lay.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A Rasmussen poll finds 52% of likely voters believe President Biden should resign over the Afghan withdrawal. Governor DeSantis' administration says a federal judge should dismiss a lawsuit challenging a new gambling deal that will allow the Seminole Indian tribe to operate sports betting in Florida. And the August jobs report, it's expected out this hour. Economists expect around 720,000 jobs were added to the economy.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Yeah, so when, unlike CNBC and Fox News, when the 830 jobs number's coming out, we're not going to sit there and, well, hold on, the latest Q&A, no, we'll just tell you what they've said, mm-hmm. and that's it. Some of those guys take forever. But anyway, they should be around 720,000 is what they're predicting. So
okay.
We'll see what happens. Anyway, hey, good morning. 12 minutes after 8 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB. You just heard the story from Bill Malugin from Fox News that the media is not reporting border walls going back up in some areas along the U.S. southern border. He also reports that border smugglers that he's covering, they have absolutely no fear of federal agents.
The stream of people crossing the southern border continues, with some smugglers bringing people across right in front of federal agents.
We watched as human smugglers use rafts to bring over migrants by the dozens over and over and over again, right in front of the National Guard, Border Patrol, and state troopers. It was literally like a ferry service, and these human smugglers had absolutely no fear of being caught. They were very confident. They even took off their head coverings. They were laughing while they were doing it. They were making jokes saying, do you want our autograph? Do you want to take a photo of us? And it was about 60 migrants they brought over in a span of about 30.
Wait. Those guys are more popular. No one wants our autograph, Raj, or at least mine.
Yeah.
I mean, but no, all kidding aside.
You've actually advocated selling tickets at the border to fund the border.
Oh, man. Folks, I'm telling you, one of my Democratic friends brought this up. So I got some moderate conservative Democrats. They believe this would be the greatest. You could raise so much revenue. Mm-hmm. Just have like a deer stand when you go out hunting. Have like stands you watch people trying to cross the border, and then Customs and Border Patrol tracking them down, catching them.
Mm-hmm.
I got to admit, it's a reality show.
Yeah.
But I want to see it happen. Having said all this.
Gosh.
Is what I was getting at, can you imagine if you're a Customs and Border Patrol agent, and most of them are like, hey, you know what I can't do is because my hands are tied behind my back because of the current administration, that you could be laughed at, ridiculed. Oh, by the way, try to do that to a local cop who pulls you over for a speeding ticket. Ain't happening. He may be cool, mm-hmm. but believe me, he probably wants to take you out back and get in your face, and rightfully so, saying, hey, dude, calm down. I'm not here just to single you out.
Yeah.
Okay, but having said that, I was asking Roger. I said it kind of reminded me of last year. Remember in Kenosha and also in Portland and also in D.C. and was it Minneapolis, where not the black community at the BLM, but a lot of these were all white people at the BLM, getting in front of a black cop, not that far, yelling the N-word. You remember we had to bleep that out last year?
Yes.
Yelling the N-word and the black
at a police officer.
Yeah, and the cop's just sitting here, and he was just cool as can be, knowing that I would have no problem. He just went a little gut checked him with an elbow to the rib. Not killing them. No. But the disrespect that they have for law enforcement when they're dropping the N-word, who knows, they probably got COVID coming at you and you're wearing your mask or whatever.
Yeah, that may be a concern.
it's the individual. And by the way, we've said this before, in many cases in several states, verbal abuse is against the law.
Right.
Now the cop. So I'm just saying, can you imagine being one of the Customs and Border Patrol agents out there? They're probably so used to it right now. Knowing that they'll probably end up seeing the same people coming back across the border in the next couple of months.
You would think there'd be something arrestable that they can take them to jail for, you know, whatever it may be.
Well, remember, Texas can do it, but then the feds are going to let them loose, you know, so.
They're seeing numbers never before seen, up 457% compared to last year, with every single sector across the entire southern border increasing more than 160%.
Abierta, que la abra.
This smuggler says the border is anything but closed, adding he's making $100 to $200 a day moving migrants across the Rio Grande.
Wow. He ain't collected unemployment. And by the way, his job is illegal, but let me tell you something. His job is probably not easy.
It's not the highest paying job in the world.
$200?
Probably for Latin America, it's a nice little income.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's probably a king.
Yeah.
Couldn't
live in Newport Beach for that amount.
That was Fox News, Griff Jenkins out there. Oh, man. I'm just looking at all these other news that's taking place. Wait till you hear this story. You guys ready for this one? So a nurse, this actually got some attention on some of the news items last night. Here locally in Jacksonville, a nurse is being investigated for allegedly writing mask opt-out notes. For many of you out there, you need a mask. I said Dr. Feelgood, and some of you know what that means. And sure enough, she's at certain parks. She got caught by the police and the media, but she didn't get arrested. She's selling mask and vaccine opt-out forms at a public park. Now, the vaccine opt-out, now remember, that's almost federal crime because she is a licensed professional. You are supposed to get a licensed professional.
Does she have a day job at a hospital somewhere?
Believe me, they're finding out today.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play for you the clip in a second. But a licensed nurse was offered to sign forms to get children and employees out of mask mandate and or vaccine requirements. There's just one problem here, people. She got on Facebook. She advertised. She signed this stuff. I mean, we just put up a billboard. You probably would have gotten more business and attention. Hundreds of comments followed with people. You ready for this? People requesting an exemption.
This is a woman who goes by the name Caitlin RN on Facebook. We confirmed through documents she's a registered nurse. Online, she posted an offer for elderberry elixir, silver colloidium, and to sign off on mask.
Well, I'm more curious about what was that called? Wait. It's elderberry. What's it called?
Online, she posted an offer for elderberry elixir, silver colloidium, and to sign off on.
What does that do? Elderberry. I mean, I've heard of elderberry.
Snake oil.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. It may have some kind of therapeutic benefit. I just can't say.
Oh, I got the snake oil clips coming up in a second.
Mask exemption forms. She had meetups set at a beach's park and a gas station on the north side. Before we could talk to her, someone called the cops.
They're not vaccine exemption cards.
What
it's
are they?
Mask
then?
Exemption.
Huh?
How able to be signed by a healthcare provider?
But so they're mask exemption card. And technically, the police didn't arrest her. Because they're licensed professional, but all right. Is that her new office is down at the park?
Apparently so.
She should have done it down at the park with the Confederate monument still up. She would have got a boatload of publicity there.
Oh, yeah.
Checked, and there is a gray area surrounding these exemption forms. But we know at least one family showed up and exchanged some kind of paperwork with her today.
Yeah. By the way, money is paper. Was that part of the paperwork? Here's Bitcoin, right? All right. Here's one.
Are you asking for their medical background, though?
Yes.
She didn't say much to us beyond that, but she told police she didn't think she was doing anything wrong. Police didn't cite her with anything either.
Interesting. Interesting story. I mean, now, think like a lawyer for a second, no offense. If you're going to do this, you think you would do this inside the office Does she have her own office? Well, I guess at the park is her own office. I'm just kidding.
If she's an RN, she doesn't have an office in all likelihood. She probably works for a doctor or hospital.
Bingo.
Or a nursing home.
So, she, but what is this? Elderberry elixir? What is that stuff? I mean,
I'm not quite sure. It looks like some kind of strange cough syrup or something.
We've heard of this type of COVID cures before. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Prosecutors are filing a temporary injunction against leaders of the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing, ordering leaders to stop
the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing. Oh, these get better.
Selling a bleaching agent they are falsely claiming will treat and prevent COVID-19. The Department of Justice says the so-called church's product calls it, quote, Master Mineral Solution, and it is unapproved, unproven, and
that name alone, Master Mineral, is offensive right there, all right?
Potentially dangerous. It's chlorine dioxide, which is used as an industrial cleaner for swimming pools, and if ingested, it could damage your liver.
Was that the same one Trump was talking about? I'm joking.
Well, now the big one they're taking is deworming medicine for horses. That's the newest.
I don't think that's snake oil.
Yeah, Joe. What I mean by that is that probably has no real therapeutic except it could damage you pretty bad. Joe Rogan, who used to be on Fear Factor, he's taking that now for his COVID.
Here was remember Jim Baker. Remember he was selling the COVID cure when COVID broke out on his show.
This influenza that is now circling the globe, you're saying that silver solution would be effective.
Well, let's say it hasn't been tested on this strain of the coronavirus, but it's been tested on other strains of the coronavirus and has been able to eliminate it within 12 hours.
Really? So they actually had the vaccine before the vaccine, right, Raj?
Apparently
Here's the Archbishop of the Genesis 2 Church pushing his COVID cure. Remember this?
The coronavirus is curable. Do you believe it? You better. 6 drops, MMS, activated, 4 ounces of water.
And then call me in the morning. All right.
Small children, we cut everything in half. It's all hysteria right now. We're curing this with 1 to 3 days.
Really? Here's one more.
Here, bogus cures for coronavirus are popping up all over the place. But one of the more fascinating places that we are seeing this occur is in this so-called church that it's called the Genesis 2 Church. And they consider bleach a sacrament and a cure-all. And so they are now claiming to be curing coronavirus patients. But the
self-proclaimed Archbishop of the Genesis 2 Church, who is now promoting his miracle mineral.
Now, let me stop right there. I'm not a fan of the Jim Bakers. I'm not a fan of the religious individuals who take everything out of context. Having said this, we were told that HCQ, how many of y'all know what that is? Roger, you know what HCQ is, right?
Hydroxychloroquine, yes.
Oh! Uh-huh. Remember, what was the other one DeSantis was pushing? Which is rightfully so.
Monoclonal.
Guess who's pushing it now? Dr. Fauci's pushing it.
Hmm.
I don't know about the horse.
He turns to Governor DeSantis for a lot of his, after the fact advice. It seems like him and the CDC like to look at what DeSantis is doing in Florida after it's been successful and saying, it's a good idea. We do lower the.
Yeah. But that's not. But they're not selling it at a church, so you'll give them money because evidently they don't have enough fundraising going on. So, hey, by the way, if you need some fundraising for some of you, like these people, these churches I've never heard, take a page out of the Northside Coalition's book. Just go out, say a few chants, take them down, Jax. Go knock in the mayor's office, get the TV to get going, and just ask for money. That's how you can raise money. How about that? There we go. Solution. Not the COVID solution. I want to see what this nurse, what happens. Technically, can she get away because she is a licensed, quote, professional? Can she get away with that?
I think her license might be in jeopardy. I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting on that. All right. Just thought I'd play those other clips. Added a little bit of humor out there. 824 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some slow traffic on 95 headed north, right between Bowden Road and Palm Avenue. You're going to add about 6 extra minutes. We're starting to see some slow traffic on the Fuller Warren Bridge headed towards downtown. Add an extra 4 minutes there. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sun for much of the day, then thunderstorms in the afternoon. 83 our high, currently 73 degrees.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. We understand that shopping for jewelry can be a frustrating experience, with everybody claiming they're a gemologist and people using loose quality grading standards. It's also impossible for a layman to be able to judge a gemstone for quality. So all a person can really do is judge the jeweler. Now at Underwoods, we're members of the American Gem Society, where our jewelers are registered and our sales associates and gemologists are certified. We're tested on an annual basis to re-win these professional titles. In fact, the American Gem Society was founded in 1934 to protect the consumer, and members can be thrown out for unethical practices. Underwoods is the longest standing member in the state of Florida. Now, not every jeweler is a member, so if you're shopping for jewelry, ask those common sense questions like, what are your qualifications? Ask to see their education certificates, and ask if they're members of the American Gem Society. And if they're not a member, you might want to ask, why not? Come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops at Ponte Vedra.
What if I told you you could save a baby's life for just $28? Well, it's true. Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for 5 girls and women. And a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or 5 or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or give online, preborn.org/radio.
Water is life. The human body is over 70% water by weight. People everywhere are looking for the highest quality water possible to replenish their bodies and quench their thirst. Provide it for them and own your own business. Become the newest Le Bleu Ultra Pure Bottled Water licensee. Le Bleu is looking to expand into Savannah, southern Georgia, and into Jacksonville. Le Bleu has a 40-year history in the bottled water industry, with more than 1 million people drinking Le Bleu daily. Compare Le Bleu's taste and purity with any other bottled water and let your body make the choice.
Hi, I'm Nolan Ryan. This is my wife, Ruth. We drink Le Bleu bottled water every day. Le Bleu is the purest, best-tasting water we have found anywhere in the market.
Our bodies love Le Bleu, and yours will too.
Le Bleu Ultra Pure Bottled Water. It's simply common sense. Look into this incredible opportunity. LeBleu.com. That's LeBleu.com. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
The cabinet room was silent for a full minute. A gesture by Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture, Nikki Fried, to recognize the Floridians lost since the start of the pandemic.
Let's honor their lives by living ours with care and with respect.
And by the way, could you please go to my website, NikkiFriedForGovernor.com, because I'm losing in the polls to Charlie Crist, and I need more money. So let me pull a political stunt to recognize, unfortunately, the deaths related to COVID. I'm not making fun of the deaths related to COVID. I'm making fun of the state agriculture commissioner.
Our neighbors, and for our communities.
Fried said she felt it was important to recognize the lives lost in what she described as a war.
Now, the reason why I bring this up is, and I've seen this happen among Republicans, so I'm just not beating on the state's top Democrat. Why didn't you do this a couple weeks ago? Why didn't you do this last month? Oh, because her number, I mean, I'm just telling you, Democrats will tell you, I mean, people that supported Andrew Gillum, remember Sean Shaw, who ran for AG, who was, by the way, far more leftist than Andrew. Guess who he endorsed? Charlie Crist.
Hmm.
So they're not endorsing Nikki. Nikki, and I'm not convinced Nikki can beat Charlie. I'm just telling you, I've covered Nikki and I've covered Charlie. Charlie will beat Nikki because he's more positive.
Yeah.
Nikki's just mean lately, man. And that's just, I'm just telling you as a journalist, I've covered it. Just, I don't buy into this stunt that she pulled.
Better long-term name recognition is another factor for Charlie Crist. I mean, former AG, former governor.
That's right.
You know.
So anyway. All right.
No one knew who Nikki Fried was until recently.
Oh, we'll make her famous, trust me. So anyway, all right, more coming up next. Ed and Roger Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM. The conservative voice of Jacksonville. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Biden's approval rating is down to just 43% in a new Marist PBS NewsHour poll, with a lion's share of independents now disapproving of his job performance following the Afghanistan withdrawal. Meanwhile, former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says the president has only himself to blame for the failed withdrawal. Freedom fighters in Afghanistan continuing to battle the Taliban, even without support from the U.S. military. People are struggling to get by in hurricane-ravaged southeast Louisiana. Later today, President Biden will visit the region. There's a massive amount of cleanup ahead in the northeast following widespread flooding damage there caused by the remains of Hurricane Ida. Dow futures are up 43 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 21. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Jerry Lateman. Emotions about mandatory masking in schools on display Thursday night at a school board meeting in Clay County. Masks are encouraged but not required there. The discussion got so hot that police had to remove one parent who argued masks should be required to keep students and staff safe. Others argued it's their right to decide whether or not their kids should cover up. The board eventually voted to keep its voluntary policy in place. Meanwhile, Governor DeSantis says he will appeal a court ruling that took away his ability to ban districts from mandating masks in school buildings. A multi-vehicle crash on I-10 has left a Jacksonville sheriff's deputy injured. It happened near Chaffee Road South Thursday evening when a semi-truck rear-ended the deputy's marked patrol vehicle. Investigators say the deputy was changing lanes to get to another crash in the shoulder at the time. She was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Two people in a third vehicle also involved went to the hospital with minor injuries. That driver's charged with not having a valid license or insurance. The trucker's charged with causing the wreck. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
WBOB is news and information.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
WBOB is traffic and weather.
Good morning. Today we'll see a mix of sunshine.
WBOB is conservative opinion.
It was a procedural move, but it was a win for Republicans.
And faith.
To let God decide in our hearts what is good for the kingdom.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some slow traffic on 95 headed north, right between Bowden Road and Palm Avenue. You're going to add about 6 extra minutes. We're starting to see some slow traffic on the Fuller-Warren Bridge headed towards downtown. Add an extra 4 minutes there. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sun for much of the day, then thunderstorms in the afternoon. 83 our high, currently 73 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new report from Brown University estimates the wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, and Syria will have cost the U.S. $5.8 trillion by the end of 2022. Several Republicans in the U.S. House are calling for the impeachment of President Biden over his handling of the Afghan withdrawal. And some moderates in the Democratic Party tell their leadership to hit the pause button on President Biden's $3.5 trillion spending package.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, one of our friends, he's and I don't say this by age because he's still very young, but one of our old friends, Jacksonville City Councilman, Ron Salem. Hey, we've seen more of Kamala Harris than we have of you. What's up with that?
Well, Ed.
I say that jokingly, of course.
I took the day off today, and I'm walking in the neighborhood. During the middle of COVID, and when I walk in the neighborhood, I put you on, and we hadn't talked in a while, probably several months.
You got my number. Everybody wants me to call. I'm like, guys, I'm not as busy. I mean, just call me. I'll pick up. But what do you, you know, you normally walk in the mornings, don't you?
Yes, I actually went to the Y, and I'm just finishing up with a walk in the neighborhood.
Why? I'm just kidding.
YMCA.
I know. I'm joking. So,
okay.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Ed. We just finished our budget hearings. I'm the finance chairman, so
right.
We spent 3 weeks reviewing every department's budget, the authorities, and everybody. And we finished up late last week with a balanced budget, no new taxes, no new fees. And we'll be presenting that to the city council in about 3 weeks.
Okay.
And how are you able to balance that budget?
Well, we've had a good stream of revenue, frankly, from real estate. You know, the property taxes are up. A lot of that going on in Jacksonville, and we've also used the American Rescue Plan dollars to accelerate a lot of capital projects that were in line for funding.
All right. Hey, there's a thing going on later today. What is it, Raj? They're doing. Is it the rental assistance that you guys have been promoting?
Yes, we are reopening the rental assistance program. I think there's around $10 million left in that fund, and I know I put it on my Facebook page. You can go to the COJ website, and if you need that help. It's first come, first serve, and I would encourage our citizens to take advantage of that.
Now, do the renters have to be the one to show up, or can a landlord, you know, show up on behalf of their tenant?
That's smart. No, I would.
The renter needs to, there's an application there on the site, and, if I'm a landlord, I'm going to assist my tenant to get that support so, that everybody can come out okay, but... Mm. That was just announced over the last couple of days, and it does open up.
Pete, yes. But you guys, from what I read, I'm not saying this is a put down. I mean, this actually could be a compliment. But right, Councilman, if I'm not mistaken, this isn't just you got to meet certain requirements. They're just not throwing you a sweaty wad of money, are they?
No. There are specific requirements for the landlord as well as for the tenant. I don't know the specifics of them, to be honest with you. But, it's well-controlled. It's being run by the city. And as I said, if you're behind on your rent right now, I would encourage you to go on that site and take a look at it.
Man, Roger, why are we paying our stuff on time? I'm having a little fun.
I've got a mortgage.
Yes.
Now, my question, Councilman Salem, is this. You're going for a walk right now. Once this Emerald Trail is finished, you plan on walking that one a little bit or no?
That's a great question.
Well, I'll tell you just a little fact. I was the one that proposed the legislation to pull out the $130 million that Nat Moore and the JTA said they could get from the feds to reduce the funding from the city,
mm-hmm.
And it was Councilman Carlucci that proposed the legislation that put that money towards the Emerald Trail. Yes.
Okay.
But yes, I think personally the Emerald Trail, once completed, will be a wonderful amenity for our citizens, and it'll be a great place to walk and bike and all those types of things.
My hunch is they're trying to use that really as a way to kind of, put a shot in the arm to downtown, because all the trails go into and out of the downtown area, when I've always taken the position, at least recently, that Jacksonville's got effectively two downtowns. You have the traditional downtown, and then you've got St. John's Town Center and South Point. And they're just trying to get people to spend more time in the downtown area. Maybe was that part of the whole logic behind the Emerald Trail?
Well, number two, it goes through some neighborhoods connected to downtown. It goes through La Villa, Springfield, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the idea is to revitalize some of those areas as well. If you've got a trail coming through, you're more likely to put a business there, housing, all sorts of things. So I really believe that once it's completed, we'll be very glad we did this.
Okay.
We just had the groundbreaking for that this past week, in fact.
One of the things that I've always had an issue with in Jacksonville and probably statewide is the bike trails, in my view, are a little unsafe. I mean, you're right up against cars passing you by at 40 miles an hour. Are the bike paths or the design of it, have they taken into consideration the safety of the bikers?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Roger. And I know in my area of town where I live, out in the Arlington area, as we're doing some changes to University Boulevard from the expressway down towards JU. We're putting in sidewalks, bike paths, and everything like that, because you're right. I mean, you've got to be safe out there.
So the bike path is not right up against, you know, a Mack truck coming down the street with nothing there except maybe 6 inches of paint on the road.
That is correct.
Okay,
that is correct. I mean, and I'll keep in mind, as we redo roads and we build new roads, that's the standard. But the problem is we're going back and retrofitting a lot of roads that were not designed that way in the beginning.
Here's a couple of emails. Hey, Roger, is it a slow day in the news department today that you had to bring up bike paths that no one cares about?
Forward that one to me, please.
Here's another one. Hey, Roger, what's up with the Emerald Trail? The only reason why there's close bike paths to people near on the roads is because the bikers won't use it on the trail. One of those 10-speed guys? So okay. Anyway. All right, I'll forward that one to you as well.
All right.
So, half the audience just dropped because of the bike pass that no one cares about. So, anyway, I got COVID cases going.
From a listener.
Yeah, listeners. Anyway, so, but I know. That's a big issue for Roger. I'm not a big fan of all the Emerald Trail. I would like to see more businesses come in like they deal with other things. I like the concept. I really do. I've told Roger, I like to see one statewide. I just can't submit spending taxpayer dollars unless I know what my investment is to be returned upon for the taxpayers. That's all. But
well,
I'd be okay with putting billboards up, you know, and help to, you know, bring, get, you know, help out the taxpayer a little bit.
And there are a lot of private dollars going into the Emerald Trail. So it's not 100% government. I can tell you, ViStar was out there with a significant contribution. Right Way Insurance, David Miller was out there. They're contributing significant dollars towards this effort.
I like hearing that because I told Raj, I said, I'd love to see more of that. We just never hear about it. I mean, I know everybody doesn't cover what you guys say. I get it. But I'd like to hear more. I love hearing more about the private sector being involved.
Yeah.
Well, Ed, I'm a big believer in partnerships. And if you look at most of the initiatives that I've done on my 2.5 years on the council, from infant mortality to vaping initiatives and everything like that, they're always partnerships. It's not government leading the charge. It's government being a partner in that cause. And I think that's our role, but we should not be the lead dog and 100% funding it.
That I agree with. I love seeing more people. I try to get the private sector. I remember one time I was covering a news story years ago where some gal in some city, and I understand they didn't have a lot of money, but she was looking for $800 because she won her local area ride where she wanted to become like Miss Florida or whatever. And she wanted a sweaty water. It was only like $800 she wanted from the city council. And the guy goes, well, how about if we match it? How about a car wash? You raise $800, we'll do it. You never heard from her again, but I like seeing that.
Well,
with more business sector, you know.
I can give you a very recent example. We've got addicts on the street that have nowhere to go, nowhere to sleep, and they need some housing to stabilize themselves so they can go out and get a job.
Right.
The Sober House Alliance came to me and said, "Will you appropriate $5,000?" We'll charge you $26 a night to house these addicts and provide food to them. $26 a night. And I said, you go out and raise $5,000, and I'll match your $5,000.
I like that.
And they did.
And by the way,
and you're taking people with problems and you're making them productive taxpayers. That's good.
And then again, if that place isn't available, the benches on the Emerald Trail will be available coming
stop
up.
And do-
I'm joking. It's just you. See, Ron gets my humor. Ron and I enjoy. Ron's a little bit more professional than I am.
You don't want to ask him about the mayor's billboards in L.A. and New York.
No.
In Chicago, do you? Okay.
And Ed, let me also say,
you put him on the spot. That's why.
And I've announced my re-election. I am seeking a second term, and I've opened up both a PAC and a finance account, and I'm actively fundraising and hope to serve the citizens of Jacksonville for another 4 years.
Yeah, people are like looking at, like, you see a lot of these opportunities, Raj. They're like, they're already sizing things up. Mm-hmm. And without going into a little further about who was going to run, and they're all looking like there's like 10 different seats are going to open up, you know, for Jacksonville and the property appraiser. And mm-hmm. guess which ones the people that want to run for? Guess which ones they skip? Oh, it's Ron Salem. I'm going to run against somebody else. Exactly. That's just how it is. That's a bragging, man.
Yeah, they know not to run against Ron, right?
Well, I'm raising money, so if they want to run against me, I'm going to make it as tough for them as I can.
And by the way, people that walk, because I have, you know, I do like 3-4 miles a day. People that walk, you do not want to run against, because people that walk and knock on doors. That's a true fact.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Hey, my friend, call me anytime. You know that.
I know that, Ed. I'll do that. I'll stay in touch with you. But
yeah, Roger's got
whenever
more. Go ahead.
I do walk, I put you on. I can assure you.
Yeah, and when we find out, I'll make sure that the conversation goes more to bike paths. Just because Roger believes us. I'm just kidding. Roger's my friend. I always have a good time with Roger.
My
it's
whole
all
thing
humor.
Is, why waste money on the paint when you know nobody's going to ride the thing? You know,
how many people are in the 10 speeds? Don't even ride on the bike pass.
Yeah, that's because they're dangerous.
That's your middle name, Raj.
But if you make it safe, people would actually ride them.
I know. All right, Councilman, good to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
All right.
No, actually, it was a text. What's Roger talking about bike paths for?
You're an outdoors guy. You know you probably aren't going to take any of these, you know, current bike paths they've got, because they're right up against, literally, with no separation, against, you know, heavy traffic.
Hold on, wait. What are you going to do, build a wall?
That's what they do in some cities, yeah.
Have a barrier there. It's a waste of money.
But have them in a separate area from the street.
What he said, and I'm not... I like Ron. Mm-hmm. Ron's always a good guy to us. Mm-hmm. May not always agree with the votes, but he's honest, okay? That's fine. I appreciate that. I like hearing more about the private sector, but if you do the private versus government money, mm-hmm. it's not even close. Having said this, I'm a huge conservationist. Not environmentalist, I'm a conservationist. I've said this 100 times. I'd love for them to build from Tallahassee to Jacksonville in the middle of nowhere in the country, mm-hmm. come down, maybe a slough through Daytona, go through a bike path would be hundreds of miles of long.
Okay.
Where you could bike ride, but I mean, the problem is the environmentalists don't want it because it messes up the land. Number two, can you make some money on the side? I mean, I want to see this happen.
I think money can be made from concessions and from billboards.
Okay. But the point is I'm not going to support, as much as I want it, mm-hmm. I can't support it because, to me, the private sector should delve more into this instead of the government. And the government, folks, we got to be in the business of an investment and not the investments that the liberal left talks about. Hey, we need to invest in America. And we've got first off, we haven't had any spending cuts. We've had more investment. And if you can't properly spend the money, that's not my fault. That's your fault in government. And we've had more investments out there. And what is my rate of return? It stinks. But I'm telling you, I'm not investing enough, Raj. I'd like to see this happen. I cannot justify spending taxpayer dollars on this, you know, if it's not going to be used.
Emerald Trail's a done deal, I think.
Folks, how many parks have we built that aren't fully being used? A lot. That's all I'm just saying out there, okay? Some are, yes. Mm-hmm. But, folks, I'm telling it the way it is. I don't want to connect to other parts of the city. If I want to, I'll drive over there. I don't want them connecting to me.
So if you live in San Marco, you don't want people from La Villa to be able to walk right over.
I kind of like San Marco. That's pretty good. Roger, I'm telling you, Roger does not want parts of Jacksonville. Well, actually, Jacksonville Beach to Arlington. No, you're in Ponte Vedra. Okay, it may be a different story. All right. More coming up next. Ed and Roger, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on Phillips Highway headed north, right past Bowden Road. You're going to add an extra 4 minutes there. And as always, that's slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right between McDuff and Cassett Avenue. You'll add about 6 minutes there. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sun for much of the day, then thunderstorms in the afternoon. 83 our high, currently 73 degrees.
Hi. I'm Jolita Ray. As your local Allstate agent, I can build an insurance proposal that fits your life. Providing protection that fits your life is something that I take, well, personally. Whether you need to protect your car, home, or family, I am committed to learning about your needs and personalizing protection to meet them. From bundling your auto, home, and life insurance with ease, to evaluating optional coverage that keeps you and yours covered. There's nothing like knowing that you're in good hands. I'm Jolita Ray, and I'm here to help. Contact me today for a free quote at 904-309-5609.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Okay, confession time. I just finished back-to-school shopping. Nothing like the last minute, huh? Kohl's to the rescue. I got 25% off a JanSport backpack for my son, $17.99 So jeans for my daughter, and 50% off Levi's for both kids. Levi's, can you believe it? I even got $10 off because I spent $25 and picked up Kohl's cash. So, yeah, sometimes procrastination pays off. Select styles. 10 off 25 offer in September 6th. Levi's coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It's the Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Save-A-Thon, the annual year-long event where you can save big by bundling Home and Auto with Progressive. So big that we're kicking things off with fireworks, a monster truck battle, a fighter jet flyover, and it wouldn't be a party without the Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Save-A-Thon dancers. You can't really hear them, but trust us, they are working it. So come for the fun and stay for the savings. Only at Progressive's Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Save-A-Thon.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Governor Ron DeSantis' administration says a federal judge should dismiss a lawsuit challenging a new gambling deal that would allow the Seminole Indian tribe to operate sports betting in Florida. The August job reports have just been released, missing economists' predictions by about two-thirds. And a Rasmussen poll says 52% of likely voters believe President Biden should resign over the Afghan withdrawal.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
If another terrorist attack is to strike America, what would it look like? Probably it would not look like September 11, 2001. More likely, it will be a series of individual incidents, such as occurred last weekend in North Dallas, Texas. On Sunday, the day before the last American military planes left Kabul, a gunman shot and killed a Lyft driver in suburban Garland, Texas. He then drove the car to a nearby police station and started shooting at the people inside. The alleged gunman was later identified as Imran Ali Rashid. Police killed him. Safety to say he wasn't a Southern Baptist. On Monday, the FBI said Rashid, quote, may have been inspired by a foreign terrorist organization to commit these crimes. Border Patrol has reported suspected foreign terrorists have tried and apparently in some cases succeeded in getting into the country. Iran has claimed they've smuggled terrorists into America who are just waiting for the signal to attack us. This is what the next attack is likely to look like, and the current administration with its de facto open border policy will be responsible. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is all about safety. Your safety. You maintain your car to keep safe on the road. You should maintain your home and business the same way. If you need repair or maintenance for your gated community, home, or business, Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is here to serve you. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is your trusted, local, family-owned company that prioritizes your safety. They have the knowledge, quality products, and services to provide you with affordable, effective answers. Call Sunbelt Gated Access Systems for maintenance or installation. Visit sunbeltsys.com. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
So I am, let me see if I can pull it up right here. Here we go. So, wow. I was absolutely stunned. The prediction was 720,000 jobs to be created.
Right.
You guys ready for this?
Drum roll.
235,000 jobs were only created. Wow. I mean,
how do they miss it by so much?
It's incredible. How do they miss it? People are how do you have 10 million job openings, but only 225,000 people are going back to work? We've got now the states that had the better employment are, of course, the majority of our red states. You know,
I wonder whether or not people are just getting comfortable with staying at home.
Let me think. That
maybe they're, you know, before the pandemic, maybe a two-income family, and mom decides to stay home with the kids, saying, you know, we can get rid of one of the cars and save some money. It's worth a lot more money right now, anyway.
I have no clue. This is not a fact. Mm-hmm. This is it's more of an opinion, but in a question.
Mm-hmm.
I have no clue. So let me set this up. If people aren't applying now, is it possible that they had it, they quit because they're looking for another job? Yeah, that market's out there because there's so many jobs out, Raj. People will. It's like a frog on a lily pad. Go from one to one across the pond. Right.
Right. Uh-huh.
I believe that's possible. What if I'm just asking. What if they're mandating you got to get the vaccine before you come work for that company? And people, I don't know. And people are like, I don't want to do that. I don't know. I'm trying to give you a couple scenarios out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ford did say that they're shutting down several plants because of the chip shortage for the trucks.
Uh-huh.
But technically, you're still on it. Not unless you're collecting unemployment, you're still on a job. You're probably getting paid.
Was it GM?
GM. I'm sorry. Well, Ford. Yeah. So you're correct. So I don't know why those numbers are low. We'll find out later today.
Mm-hmm.
Just incredible. All right. You ready to get some emails here?
Yes.
Slow day in radio. What's up with the bike pass, guys? Okay, yeah, I didn't want to get that one. So anyway, hey, Ed, good show today. Your poll about the 52% of those maybe wanting to impeach President Biden, I think that's more of a gut reaction. But let's be honest, what they may vote in favor of and what they will do, I think Mitch McConnell's right, the impeachment is going nowhere. Ed, what a story on the cost of the wars in the Middle East. $5.8 trillion. Ed, as much as I love defending our military, you do have a valid point, you and Roger both, that again, compared to the amount of money that could have been spent over here, there is a populist movement that people do not agree with spending all this amount of money on foreign wars. Hey, Ed, that local nurse, what's going on with that? As much as I don't support what she did, you got to hand it to her. She worked the system. It's totally ingenious by going to a park and handing out mask opt-out notes for the schools. Here's the question. How much was she making? That's a good question.
I don't know what she was charging. I'd be curious to see how much money she was making per opt-out form.
Yeah.
Because they said, you know, licensed medical professional, which, you know, nurses are.
Here's the question. Is she collecting unemployment? So anyway, she may be soon. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thankful to God every day for the show. All of you. that have tuned in and called and everything else. Thank you so much. We never take you for granted. As I say, we're thankful to God every day for the show. You can always email me throughout the week. And have a happy Labor Day. Not Labor's Unions, by the way. Labor Day. Just wanted to point that out. But we're always around. We'll be ready to go. Hey, have a good weekend. Mm-hmm. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruit Cove, the conservative voice of Jack.